Hi, this is Wendy Douglas for Discovery Health, and today we're going to be talking to Sam the Cooking Guy. This is a very, very special interview because Sam has a new show coming out on Discovery Health called Just Cook This, and it starts on Discovery Health Thursday, September 6th at 8 o'clock. So I hope all of you tune in. I've had the pleasure of working on the series, and I think it's great. I think Sam's awesome. So Sam, you have this new cooking show on Discovery Health. Tell me, how is your cooking show different from other cooking shows out there?
You know, it's interesting. That's the question that gets asked a lot. And I think it gets asked a lot because a cooking show is a cooking show. Or maybe up to now, a cooking show is a cooking show. Like, here's the thing about cooking on TV. What you need to do is you need to get the information across. It's about that. It's about the food. It's about learning a recipe, whatever the kind of recipe is, whether it's a health show or a show on high-fat food or low-fat food or fancy French food, whatever it is, at some point you need to get the actual sort of learning part of teaching a recipe across. But television is about entertainment, and I think that if you're going to be on TV, you might as well make what you do come across in an entertaining way, and that's what we try to do. We want people to watch the show. We want people to get the great recipes and the dare I say, amazing food out of it, but we want them to watch it and go, oh my God, that was really fun, and that's what I think that one of the biggest things that we do differently. We shoot the show in my house, which should, you know, set me apart from what most people on cooking shows do right off the bat. My dogs are here. My kids are here. My wife is here. Friends are here. It really is my house. And the goal of that was less about entertainment in the beginning, but more about if I can pull these things off in my regular home, you can do it in your regular home. Too much cooking is complicated ingredients, too many steps. People doing it in fancy locations with like the world's best equipment. And I do not have the world's best equipment. I've got okay stuff, but nothing that other people can't have in their own homes. And so here we are in my house, me doing the cooking. And I think one of the biggest parts of what makes this show different is that I'm not a chef.
So when you say you're not a chef, what do you consider yourself, a cook?
Absolutely. And only a cook. A chef to me is somebody that's been trained, either come up through the ranks of restaurants or through a culinary institution. And I haven't done either of those. The term chef in a restaurant kitchen is like general on the battlefield. It is a term of respect. That's the person that's at the top of the food chain. That's the person that makes all the decisions. And good or bad comes to rest on those shoulders. A term of respect is not given easily, and I don't want to take away anything from people that have trained in restaurants or spent years at a culinary school. I'm a cook. I never planned on this career. The career sort of found me, and I didn't do a lot of cooking before this, but when the show started, it became, well, here's the goal. The goal is people sit, they watch, they enjoy it, and they go, hey, I can make that guy stuff. And the fact is that because I'm not a chef, I'm pretty limited in what I can do. But it means that I can't do fancy things, and that just translates into people at home going, I can make that guy stuff. He's not using sophisticated techniques that I have no idea about. He's just doing regular junk with regular stuff in the supermarket.
You know, it's interesting because you mentioned before great recipes, and a lot of people respond to you by saying, hey, I can make that too. Tell me a little bit about your recipes. So they're just a few ingredients. They're easy to make. Name a couple that you think have been the most popular or you get the best response from.
Wow. I used to think it was about the recipes. The line that I use is big and taste, small in effort. And I thought that was the whole thing. Three or four ingredients and a couple of steps to put things together. And I thought that was all the success. Now it seems that I can branch out. I can take recipes that are a couple more ingredients than I may have started with in the beginning. But it really is just about showing people that you can throw almost anything together and it totally works. It's giving them the confidence to think that they can cook. Because people say all the time, I can't cook. I go, no. It's not that you can't cook. It's that you don't cook. That's the big difference. You just think it's complicated because you've been poisoned by some of the cooking shows that make it look difficult.
Well, I have to admit that I'm one of those people who have said to you, I can't cook. And I've actually learned a lot through working on the show and working with you.
Right.
And I'd love for you to share with people, I love what you do with just going to a supermarket and getting a rotisserie chicken. It's amazing. You think you just get a rotisserie chicken, you eat it, and that's it. But you have a few other recipes or things that you feel like you can do beyond just eating it in one sitting.
No, I refer to rotisserie chicken, I call it a deli roasted chicken, as like one of the, you know, the greatest inventions in the past couple hundred years. I really think it is. You know, I mean, I watch these cooking shows and they'll start, you know, some recipe that requires cooked chicken for part of the ingredient set, and they'll start with their boiling chicken or poaching or whatever it is, and I just scratch my head. I'm like, what the heck are they even thinking? Who wants to do that? Most people don't want to touch completely raw chicken. They don't like it. A lot of people in the whole form, and then they're showing you how to take a whole chicken and break it down into its parts and then poach it or boil it. Are you kidding me? I think you can go to a store and for like a buck more you buy a deli roasted chicken that they've taken a couple hours to prepare, to rub with seasonings, to get skewered up, to get into one of those totally bitchin' ovens that they use that, frankly, the turning thing, I don't even know the word for it. What's it called? The rotisserie thing that turns the chickens in these ovens gives it way better flavor than most of us can get at home. The skin's perfectly brown. The things are juicy. They've got it dialed down perfectly. So you buy it, you bring it home, you shred it while it's still warm. Take the skin off. I know the skin's great and everything, but it's probably the worst part of the chicken you shouldn't have. So take the skin off, and then while it's warm, you shred it. And I mean, like you're sort of like playing cards, shred it so you get uneven shredded pieces of this into a bowl, and you're set. And now that becomes the basis for about 200 million different things that you can do. So I'm a Southern California boy, and there's lots of Mexican influence here. So, you know, like the world's easiest chicken tacos. You've got the chicken, you buy the tortillas, corn or flour, whichever you want, heat them up a little bit, in they go. You can put some shredded cabbage in, a little salsa, some low-fat sour cream. I would have said regular sour cream, Wendy, but I'm on Discovery Health now, and one of the amazing things that I'm learning right along with everybody that's watching is that low-fat sour cream is as good as regular fat sour cream, and surprise, surprise, it doesn't have all the fat. Oh my God, if you're using regular sour cream today, even if you're not a health, like health by nature kind of person, just get rid of it and only buy low-fat sour cream from now on. You will not notice a difference. But sorry, I digress. So cabbage, chicken, little low-fat sour cream, some fresh lime squeezed over the top of it, a little salsa, just very little fat in salsa. It's all fresh, stuff like that. I mean, onion, cilantro, those kinds of things. I make a thing called a chimichito, which will be in the very first show that we do. It's basically a much healthier version of a chimichanga, which is this like deep fried thing, with a tortilla stuff, deep fried that I don't need to deep fry, don't want all the oil, and a cross between a chimichanga and a burrito. And it's a tortilla filled with, you know, some cooked onion and some of this rotisserie chicken and a little salsa, and you roll it up. Sort of burrito style, a little tiny bit of oil over the top, and you bake it. You're not deep frying it, you're baking it. And it comes out crispy, just like the chimichanga would, and a little low-fat sour cream, and a little salsa, and some salt. I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing. Quesadillas are genius for stuff like that. I mean, a chicken sandwich. How about a tortilla soup? Oh, see, I could just do this. I could go on for like 5 hours. We make a tortilla soup in one of the shows. And one of the last things you add to it, to this really simple 5-minute tortilla soup, is a little handful of this shredded chicken on top. So you've got the soup that's all warm and good and hardly any fat in it, and then the chicken, which is the protein, which is just sort of makes the whole thing that much more substantial. I mean, it's just really good. I could do a whole cookbook on that stuff, but if you're looking at it like it's a chicken, just to take a piece of it and put it on your plate and eat it with a knife and fork, you're looking at it the whole completely the wrong way. It's so much more.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Wendy.
Everyone, please tune in to Just Cook This on Discovery Health with Sam the Cooking Guy in September, Thursday nights at 8 o'clock. It's a lot of fun. He's all about simple, easy recipes that we can all make. And trust me, I'm not a cook, and I can do most of them. So please tune in. All of them.
Thank you.
Tune in to Discovery Health. And to get Sam's recipes, go to discoveryhealth.com.